Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today we're going to continue on in topics of Shvius, but there are going to be, it's going to be a little bit different in the sense that we're going to start discussing Lifnei Iver in the context of the Mishnayos and Shvius, but I'm really going to discuss mostly the Lamdus of Lifnei Iver in general, in Ki'ilu Kol HaTorah Kula, obviously emphasis on Ki'ilu, and discuss Lifnei Iver in general. The motivation behind it is actually, I have to go back to the States, and some of the Talmidim said that there are a lot of Shailas of Lifnei Iver that have been coming up that they wanted me to discuss. So this is going to be more of the Lamdus of Lifnei Iver that comes out of Mishnayos Masechta Shvius. Probably only in New York will I discuss more of the Halacha L'Maisa Hashlachos. So tonight, today we'll develop the Lamdus, and if you want, Be'ezer Hashem, I'll record also the Hashlachos in terms of Halacha L'Maisa. Baruch Hashem, here in Mir Yeshiva, how many Shailas of Lifnei Iver do you really have? In New York City, it's much more common. In far out, in here in Eretz Yisrael, in Tel Aviv, the Shailas come up, and a Jew is a Jew everywhere. So let's begin, since we've been learning Shvius, let's begin the context of Shvius, and I want to ask a few questions, and I apologize. Next man, if you want me to discuss also halacha l'maisa hashlachos to repeat, bli nedar, I will. In Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, the Mishnayos tell us that we have to be careful, and you should know in terms of learning Hilchos Shmita that we have to be careful in terms of instances of causing someone to be nichshal in Shmita. In other words, I know, says the Mishnah, that I'm not supposed to use my utensils to work the land, but what about giving my utensils to somebody else, to a farmer who's not aware? What about those issues as far as that's concerned? So Mishnah Perek Hey Vav tells us the following. Eilu kelim she'ena uman rashay l'machron b'shvius. These are utensils that you're not allowed to sell during Shvius. Machareisha, a plow, v'chol kelo. That's going to be problematic. And the Mishnah gives us a list of those utensils that are only used for Isser, and you can't be sold during Shemitah, because what else is the fellow going to use it for if not for Isur? What's the Isur Shabo? So let me just introduce that the post can point out that there are really two Shailas. Every time we talk about Lifnei Iver, we're really talking about two Shailas. Number one is we're talking about the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim Lifnei Iver Loisitei Michshal, which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avov tells us, based on a Mishnah in Nazir, tells us applies to not only creating an obstacle in front of a blind person, but even creating a halachic obstacle. Then there's another category, and that is the category of an Isur Durabanan of Misayei Alidei Ovrei Avera. Even if, for some reason, it's not a Shaila of Lifnei Iver, I'll give you examples as we go on, still there's also a problem of Misayei Alidei Ovrei Avera to be part and parcel of an act of an Avera. So this would be, if you're giving these Kalim, so you have two Shailas. Number one, Lifnei Iver. Number two, the Dindur Abana, Misayel Dei Ovrei Avera. Some of you might have come across this in Shabbos, on Dav Gimel, the Gemara discusses, being Misayel in Makis, you have the Sugya Misayel Dei Ovrei Avera. So that's the second Shaila. Set concludes the Mishnah, something that we're going to focus on, we're going to really push in our microscope on this line of the Mishnah, and discuss, and I will give some examples of the Paiskim Halacha L'Maisa. I'm not going to talk about Shailas from 2014, Tav Shinayin Dalit, that I'll wait till get to New York to see how far the Shailas go, but what we will discuss are a couple examples, even a Halacha L'Maisa from a while ago that the Paiskim discuss. Says the Mishnah, Zeklah, Kol Shemilachtom Yuchedes La'Avera Aser. If it's a plow that's used for Avera, then you can't sell it. But if it's something that could be used, both use, it's going to be mutter. Now many poskim ask the question that the Mishnah Rishona asks very succinctly on this Mishnah Perikei, Mishnah Vav. Tzorech Iyun, am I mutter? Why should it be permissible? Kivan the Safik Doraisahu. Since the Safik Doraisa Shem Liisur Koine Vilifne Iver Doraisu. What about the problem? The Lifnei Iver is the Oraisa. In other words, if I know for sure that the only thing he's going to use it for is Lisser, it's going to be Mutter, it's going to be Aser, but if it's something that could be used in both directions, automatically it's going to be Mutter. Frekta Mishnah Rishayna. What about Safik the Oraisa and Lifnei Iver? Now the Mishnah Rishayna probably did not have the Ritva, but the Ritva on, in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Tezvav, asks this question, and the Ritva has a very cryptic line where the Ritva says that if you don't know for sure, you're not over on Lifnei Iver. But Sarachin and the Ritva, why would that be so? That just because you're not aware, you're not going to be over Lifnei Iver. What is the Pshat? There is another halach in Lifnei Iver that's very, very important for a person to be aware of. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, do we have Gemara's here? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Chaf Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, tells us the following. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to the Isser of Lifnei Iver, so there, it doesn't apply in a case of where I am not giving the person the Isser directly. For example, the Gemara speaks about the idea that you're not allowed to even rent at times land to a guy, lest you come to sell to the guy. And the Gemara says, but that doesn't apply in a case of lifnei dilifnei. If you're not giving the person the yayin itself, the classic case in Mishnayis is a nazir. If you give a nazir yayin to drink, if you don't give the nazir directly the yayin, but you give it to somebody else who's going to give it to him, so alifnei dilifnei, the Lashon Gemara is lo mafkedinan. There isn't the chiyuv of lifnei dilifnei. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in Igros Moshe, which we're going to discuss this tshuva in detail, Bli Nether, Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, in Yoredei Achelik Aleph, Simen Ayin Beis, Rav Moshe asks, what's the pshat? Lifnei de lifnei. If I give it to Reuven, who's not a Nazir, I tell it, and I mamish tell him to give it to somebody else. So in such a case, all of a sudden there's no Israel lifnei either? What's the pshat? Well, why is there a difference lifnei de lifnei? Before we answer these questions, I want to just point out another very important idea as far as Lifnei Iver is concerned. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avav HaMebeis tells us the Isser D'Oraisa of Lifnei Iver only applies when it comes to a case in where the person will only be over the Isser due to your action. So in the case of which I'm the fellow who sells the plows in the neighborhood, so Mishnah Shviya says I can't sell him a plow. However, if he could get it from somebody else, says the Mishnah, if there's a Nazir that has two stores, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav spells this out. The Mishnah just tells us the case of the Nazir. So if there are two stores that sell wine and the Nazir comes into my store, then in such a case, I'm not over Lifnei Iver. Why? The reason for that is because it's Trey Avri Denari. The only time you're going to be over Lifnei Iver is where the person cannot get the Yisr. The Isser is on the other side of the river. He can only get it from you. But if he could just as well go to another store across the street, then in such a case there is no Isser of Lifnei Iver. However, points out all the poskim, particularly the Dogel Mervava in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph in Yoredeya, that only applies to the Isser of Lifnei Iver. In other words, the din d'oraisa that we spoke about before, lifnei iver lo sita michshol. However, when it comes to the shayla of misayei, einachanam, you're not putting the michshol in front of him. But when it comes to halacha misayei, in halacha misayei, then it could very well be even a case of where it isn't trei avri dinari. He could just as well go to the store across the street. Nevertheless, you're still being a misayei. Einachanam, you are not creating the michshol because he could get the michshol somewhere else, but you're still misayei, and still there's a shayla on the level of derabbanan, on the level of derabbanan. Okay? So basically what we're doing is we set up, my Talmidim who've learned with me in the past know I like to do this, we set up tzarechiyums, get a couple of yesodos to know in regards to Lifnei Iver. We'll try to give the lamdus in terms of being miyashev those tzarechiyums, and then finally come away with a couple of yesodos in halacha ma'aseh. They're only yesodos as opposed to the practical applications that we'll discuss in the future. One more thing that I like to do. Let's clarify chakira and lifnei iver. Now the truth is, when I saw the chakira the first time, I wasn't convinced that it was a chakira, but I found that it is true that the Ritva in Yevamos is kamat mefurish, and many of you know in the yeshivas, this edition of the Ritva, Rav Yafin's edition of the Ritva, is amazing. For those who learn Yevamos, his footnotes are extremely extensive. And he says this Bedas HaRitva, and Yesh Lachkor, the following Shailov Lifnei Yivir Loisita Mechshol. If you want to see where Rav Yaffin spells this out, it's on Daf Pei Dalid Amabez in Yevamos, footnote 20 something or other. Yeah, footnote 43 on Yevamos Pei Dalid Amabez. Yesh Lachkor, when it comes to Yisur of Lifnei Yivir, is Lifnei Yivir an Yisur that's a general Yisur? Lifnei Iver lo sita michshol, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of the Iver to cause him to fall. So too, you're not allowed to put the Iser in front of a fellow Jew so that he's going to fall. A general Iser. We're going to see the Ritva even uses a Lashon, v'lav koilel hu b'chol mitzvah satayra. It's a lav that's koilel all mitzvah satayra, which is the antithesis of a general Isser. What do I mean? The other side is to say that when I'm doing Lifnei Iver, I am partaking of that Isser itself. I now have a chelek of that Isser. In other words, is Lifnei Iver that every, there are 613 in mitzvahs in the Torah, that I can't, let's talk about the lavim. So I have all these lavim, and they extend, not only can't I be over these lavim, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Nazir, so that mitzvah is shayach to me, even if I'm not a Nazir, that I can't give somebody else wine to drink. Obviously, that might connect to Arvus, v'chule v'chule. Says Rav Yaffin that the mashmos of the Ritva in Yevamos Pei Dalet on the Beis is that it's a prat in every single mitzvah. It's not a general klal, but it's a prat in every mitzvah. There, I'll say the Ritva very quickly. The Ritva there is discussing, is there a iser on a woman to marry a Kohen? For example, Kohen Gadol. Let's say Almana the Kohen Gadol. There's an iser for a Kohen Gadol to marry an Almana, or a Grusha to marry a Kohen Hedyot. So the Torah only formulates the iser on the Kohen. Asks the Gemara, Mehechi Tesi, that the Isha is also Bechlal the iser. That's what the Gemara asks. And the Gemara comes up with a Makar, where the Gemara says that the Isha is Nitbal to the man, and wherever the man has a Chiyuv, Mela, the woman also has a Chiyuv. Frek the Ritva, why do I need a separate Chiyuv? What about Lifnei Iver Loisitei Michshol? She's already Bechlal that mitzvah. Answers the Ritva. In other words, it's already Asafer. The Gemara wants to know, Mehechi Tesi, she has an iser. She's already, answers the Ritva, Yesh Leimer, D'im Yishum Ahu, Kivan She'ena Miyucha L'Isser Zeh, V'lav Kolel Hu B'chol Mitzvahs HaTorah. This is what's called a Lav HaKoleles. It's kedai to go over the Rambam's introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam explains different types of Isurim, whether counted as mitzvahs, whether you get Malkus. A Lav HaKolel, something that includes many, many, many other mitzvahs, doesn't get a particular Malkus. So V'ena Lokel Lav. It includes many, many Isurim. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. But once you have the Gzeres HaKosuv, over there, that's Shayach to Nashim, so then they also get Malkus. This is the Ritva. Zok Rav Yaffin, the Shita of the Ritva seems to be that the Halacha is that Lifnei Iver is not a separate Lav, but it's an Anaf, it's a Lav Shebichlal that includes all Lavim. And therefore, according to the Ritva, he argues, when I'm going to be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver, I'm not over this general thing, but rather I'm over that particular prat. And hence, Lifnei Iver is not one lav, it's 365 different lavim. Adkan divrei haritva. The Pashtus is not like this Ritva. As Rav Yaffin points out, if you look in the Rambam, he points out that there are many, many Rishonim that seem to disagree. And without this Ritva, the reason why I'm emphasizing Ritva is I always would have thought different. I always thought differently. And that is that no, Lifnei Iver lo sita michshol is a separate Isser. It's a separate Isser. It's not an anaf to the other Isurim. It's a separate Isser of Lifnei Iver lo sita michshol. And I'm over if I put it in front of the person.
Is it about encounters in the same
Isser? Oh. So the Rambam does count it in the Sefer HaMitzvos, yes. So there's a bigger discussion in the Achronim. I intentionally decided not to discuss the Rambam. But Eino Chanami, we're just scraping the surface. This sugya is a massive, massive, massive sugya. A massive sugya. This is just the Hakdam Be'Eino Chanami. There's a lot of raid on the Rambam. This Kedai La'ayim Baza. Rav Perla has a lot about Kedai La'ayim Baza. Okay. With that Chakira, now let's go to Ramesh's famous Shaila. Says Ramesh, in Yoredei Simen Ayin Beis, what's the halacha 1950s in America? And I hope, well, you never know, but I hope the questions that they're going to discuss with me in a week from now are not going to be as bad as Ramesh's Shailas. But you always a Shaila 1950 in America? From Jew owned a catering company. I'm not talking about now in Rockley, New Jersey, where most of the weddings in the country club, the Rockley, are irreligious Jews. I'm talking about where Aryeh Leib got married, in the heart of Jewish neighborhoods. So can you imagine where Aryeh Leib got married, that in such a case they'd have mixed dancing, Hashem Yirachem? In 1950, that was entirely common. And the Shaila is whether the caterer over there is allowed to cater an event where there's mixed dancing, which is clearly an Isur D'oraisa. That's the Shaila that Ramesh discusses. Let me read to you Ramesh's response. It's well known that Ramesh argued that that is no longer a case of Lifnei Iver. So let's plug it through. First of all, Ramesh says, Davoy Dezara Davov. He says it's clearly not an Isur D'oraisa. Because if we were talking about an Isur D'oraisa, the Isur D'oraisa is where you don't have any other place to go. But over here, it's clear they're not going to go here, they're going to go there. Ramesh then adds another cheshbon, which you can see in a moment, Rav Shlomo Zalman took this very far. Ramesh then says, and even worse than that, how many kosher caterers are there really in 1950 in Brooklyn? How many kosher caterers are there? So then, not only will they have mixed dancing, you're right, they're not going to listen to you. Like 1950 in America, no one was listening about mixed dancing. So, but they might not even go get kosher food. They might not even have kosher food. What's that? Oh, very good. Very good. So, I want to develop that, Beis Hashem, if we have time. Azoy Zok Ramesha. But that takes care of the Yisr D'oraisa of Lifnei Iver. But what about Misayei Alidei Oivrei Aveira? What about Misayei? So Ramesha argues the following. He says, I don't even think that there is an Isra of Misayei. And he says the following. V'gam mistaber d'lo asru mishum Misayei Alidei Oivrei Aveira elo b'noisen loidover sheyasa boi rak maisa haveira. When it comes to wine, wine for a nazir is asr. If you give the nazir wine, you're giving him a cheftza shel iser. But when it comes kigon schiras ulam shuhulasos bo achasnu asuda, rak sheyase sham gam maisa avera derikudim ein lahachshiv sheskiras hu alzeh velesar. And then he says, and the Yoser note she'ein bazeh mishum lufnei iver u'misayeya u'mutter. It's not going to be even misayeya. It's not even going to be misayeya, Ramesha says. The question is why? What's the Oimek HaDvarim? The Oimek HaDvarim is what I think comes out from the sugya of lufnei iver and the answer of the Mishnah Rishayna to the first Kasha we started with. I'll spell it out and remind ourselves again what it is, which I think is the Oimek of the Ritva, which I think Ramesha Kamat says, which I think is the Yisod Gadol, Ulai, in Lifnei Iver and in tightening up many of the Shailas. By the way, we're not going to get to the Chazanish's approach. The Chazanish's approach is quite similar to what I'm going to develop, but it's going to have a nuance that's a little bit different. So I have to tell you, I'm developing now according to Ramesha, and I think according to Rav Shlomo Zalman as well. Says the Mishnah Rishayna, our original Kasha. The Mishnah in Shvius says that you're allowed to sell somebody this utensil, you're allowed to sell him the utensil because it could be used leheter. What about safek? What about the fact that even if I know that there's a distinct possibility that he's going to use it leheter? Let's say I know. What happens if I know he's a farmer, even though that utensil doesn't have to be used for lifnei iver? Listen to Lashon of the Mishnah Rishayna. He says like this. Ve'efsher liyashiv. Listen to his lamdas. If I would tell you this is a rabarach ber, you would believe me. Listen to the words. But you'll see, halacha and lamdas are not two separate things. They're all connected. All of Torah is one thing. Dinesinas michshol loy mikri elekishaha machshol yodua b'shosh ezeh noisen loy. It only has, let's use Brisker terminology, it only has a chaloy shei michshol if it's known that you're giving him a michshol. Avol b'safek im yasebo michshol, ein zeh nosei michshol v'lakeach hu machshol es atzmo. But if you're not giving him something that has a chaloy shei michshol, and he's doing it, he's turning it into a michshol, then you weren't over the iser. It's a big chidush. But it's different than the rules of safek. It's entirely different than the rules of safek. Let me give you an example. Let me sharpen this. Let me start. Now I'm saying my own svaras now. I'll be the first to admit. I'm saying my own svara. But Lania's daiti, this is what Ramesh is driving at. The svara is my own. I'm not going to pin this on Ramesh. I'm reading you Ramesh's words. I'm not adding any words to Ramesh. Let me give you an example. Someone goes and he puts down a michshol in an area that some people walk and some people don't walk. It's not normal for a person to walk over there. When the person walks and decides to reroute himself, he has a chelek in creating the michshol. Or even sharper case, what happens if I put down a michshol that's only a michshol if the person who's walking also does a maisa? It requires the maisa of somebody else. But when I put it down, it didn't have a shame michshol. The whole vart of lifnei iver is, and this is a chidush, but l'chura, this is what comes out, that the whole vart is to put something down that has a chalo shame michshol. If I'm not doing something that requires michshol and it requires the decision of somebody else to turn it into a michshol, in other words, it requires the purchaser to turn this object into a michshol, then in such a case, it's not a michshol and it has nothing to do with safek d'oraisa. It's not even included in the category of safek d'oraisa. L'nias daiti, that's what Ramesh is saying. It's exactly what Ramesh is saying over here. Ramesh is saying that if you're not giving him something that's a michshol and he's turning it into a michshol, yayin for a nazir, chazir for a yid, that's the michshol itself. He doesn't have to do anything. Eating is not considered co-opting it, changing it. But in general, renting him something, that's not called misayeya. In America, they're not even goyris this. One of our Russian yeshivas says in America, they've taken out this whole siman in Shulchan Aruch and Tznius. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they're choker in regards to selling someone a clothing that's not snua. So, yeah, it's an interesting question. Is that like chazir or is it like a catering hall? But now you see where it stands somewhere. It's what?
Sure chazir.
Sure chazir. Okay. Okay, I hear. That's not what I came to discuss today. I didn't come to Beis Yaakov today. So these are the extremes. Chazir is a cheftza shel macholas asuris. When it comes to a catering hall, so that's something entirely different. That's what Ramesha says. And then Ramesha brings a raya from our other tzarech yun. He says like this. He says, first of all, this answers the Mishnah Rishonah's kasha. He doesn't spell out mamish, but he's mitzayin to the Mishnah Rishonah. It's clear to me that this is kavana ayin sham. But again, I have to be very, very careful where I'm talking and where the great Ramesh is talking. And then listen to this. He says, and this is pshat in lefnei de lefnei lo mafkedinan. V'hakavana sham de kulei hai lo chashinan ki mefur sham barashi v'taisis. Why? Why kulei hai lo chashinan? The answer is, you didn't give the michshol. The moment you didn't give the michshol is the moment in which you weren't over the Yisr of lefnei iver. In other words, it's not about percentages. And here we get the critical point. It's not about percentages, odds, that the person's going to be over the Yisur or not. Even if you know the odds are the person will, the question is whether you gave him the Mikshal or not. And that's a new Havana in terms of Lifnei Iver. And that's the Pshat in the Ritva as well, in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav, who says that on Safek there isn't the Chiyuv. And that's Lifnei de Lifnei as well. Because you didn't create the Mikshal. Somebody else created the Mikshal. Al Shlichus Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishaymin. In terms of Lifnei de Lifnei, you didn't do the Yisr. And that's all the same Havana. And what's the Omek of the Lamdus? Lifnei Iver Loisitei Mikshal is not the Pshat. Whether it's likely that this is going to be machshel him. It could very well be it's likely that it's going to cause. The question is whether you gave him a michshel. That's the Issur d'oraisa. And Ramaisha here is saying a big chiddush, and he's saying it even applies to Misayeya. Remember, we spoke about d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. Ramaisha says the same applies for Misayeya as well. L'chura, this is talui, in the above chakira. What was Arach Hakira? Is Lifnei Iver the Pshat, it's an extension of the Aveira itself? Am I now, is the Isser of Lifnei Iver part of the Aveira? Or is Lifnei Iver a Bazunder Isser? If Lifnei Iver is part of the Aveira itself, so then in such a case, it's hard to imagine that it should be Mutter in a case of Safek. Because now you have to look at whether it's likely I'm going to be over the Yisur or not. Whether the guy's going to be over the Yisur or not. Am I ancillary to the Aveira or not? So then you got to look. Is the Yisur going to happen or is it going to not? I'm even Yavin, another Nafkamina will be. What happens if Lamaisa, the person's not Nichshal? If it's ancillary to the Aveira, then Pashtus, you're not going to be over on Lifnei Iver. But, and this is how we're going to come out, Lahalach, and we'll develop more Shitas in the Poskim like this as well. If the Vard is not that it's an extension of the Yisr, that the Yisr is done, and Mamela I was the Machshil, but rather the Vard is there's a separate Yisr for me to place a Michshal in front of somebody, so then in such a case, then you have to ask the question whether there's a Chaloshe Michshal here on this at all. So what was very difficult to me, just learning the Mishnayis and Shvias, and going through the Paiskim, now maybe there is Havana in the general approach. In Kenim HaDvarim, let's come to a very, very famous psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And then something from his son-in-law, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shlita, and from his Talmud, Rav Nevin Sal. Let's try to develop this a little bit more. Shlomo Zalman, in a fascinating piece, in a celebrated piece in Mincha Shlomo, it's towards the beginning, in Mincha Shlomo, has a famous shaila: what happens if you are inviting someone over to your house who respects Torah, is not at all religious? If you're going to give them food, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, you're not allowed to feed someone food. You're over Lifnei Iver if they're not gonna wash beforehand or not gonna make a bracha. So he says, what are you supposed to do? He says you're in a catch-22. That particularly also if you're not gonna feed the person something, it's very, very offensive. It's a general politeness is to offer them a drink and so on and so forth. And also to tell them to make a bracha, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, let's assume it's a case he'll be offended. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very big chiddush. He says, well, the odds are that this person, if he's not going to eat by you, is going to eat something that's of a greater isser. Then we come back to your topic. And he says, for that reason, he says he doesn't think that there's a michshol over here. This whole idea of looking at the big picture, is really an extension of the above idea. Dahainu, is this called a michshal to the person? If you become ancillary to the Aveira itself, if it's a prat in every single Aveira like the Ritva, so then in such a case, it's hard to say that you could look at the big picture. But if you say it's in this broader picture, it's totally in whether it has a shem machshel, then you need to have the shoulders of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and obviously you need big men today to decide when you say that this is called a machshel, when it's not a machshel, and so on and so forth. But this is the rule of thumb in terms of how to look at that that general category. So it was very difficult. What was very mechudesh de keshita of Shlomo Zalman now becomes in many ways understood. Another psak that can be understood as well. And again, I'm not discussing halacha lemaisa now. I told you before, and I'm just doing the lamdas today. Halacha lemaisa will be in a couple of weeks. As far as a machlokes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Shach, according to the Dagum Mervava. The Dagum Mervava in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph says Bedas HaShach that the only time there is an Isser of Lufnei Iver is if the person is going to be over the Isser B'mezid, B'shogeg, excuse me. But if it's B'mezid, then it's no longer Lufnei Iver. In other words, for someone who eats treif all the time, so then in such a case, then there is no issue of Lufnei Iver. What's the pshat? Again, it's the same svara. And that is, for this person, it's not a michshol. It's not a michshol. If it's ancillary to the maisa aveira, so then, of course, mezid's noch erger, it's worse. But if the vart is that lifnei, when it comes to lifnei iver, so lifnei iver is what? Is that I'm creating the michshol for him. So here, the shach is mechadish, it's a chidush. Now, the Mishneh Berurah Pashkin's not that way. That's in Yaradeya Kuf Nun Aleph. I spoke with Rav Neven Tzal Shlita this morning. He said, L'chure Eina Chanami, the Mishneh Berurah in Simen Shin Mem Zayin, seems to be mashma, that it would not be an Isser of, that there would be an Isser of Lufnei Iver, even by Mezid. And one would not be mechalik. Whether how this fits into the general scheme, yesh l'adam, maybe the Mishneh Berurah will say no, that it still has a chalai shem michshol. But in svara, one could argue that it fits into these general categories. So this Be'ezer Hashem is that sugya. Emir Tzah Hashem will have a follow up in terms of hashlachos halacha l'maisa. Zalman Nechemya Shlita said to me that he thought that to his father-in-law's solution, he had another solution. His solution was the following. He suggested that you should say the bracha out loud. The person should hear the bracha. And he said, brachas don't need kavana, and that way you, and have in mind to be motzi, that you yourself take, and have in mind to be motzi. He thought not that way. He thought that even if you heard it, and even if you don't have kavana, in such a case, they could still be yotze. That's what he told me. Mirtz Hashem, next time I'll deal with the following question. Based on all the above, I'd like you to think about this question. Somebody works in Manhattan, and this is a Maisa Shahaya. Somebody works in Manhattan, his co-workers who are not religious. I'll leave this off to think about till the next year. His co-workers are not religious. He eats kosher, of course. He's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And they ask him to order pizza from a treif pizza store. Now, what's a treif pizza store? A treif pizza store means two things. Number one, they have cheese that's not kosher, right? Cheese has halachas. There's gvinas akum, which is also midrabanan. And then, of course, what do they put on the pizza? They promise put meat. What do they call it? Pepperoni. So they put pepperoni on. So here's the shaila: Are you allowed to order for them? Are you allowed to order? Is it better that dafka you order and order less pepperoni? But then you're being machshelam on nisr derabanan. It's a fascinating shalom. Be'ezer Hashem to be continued.